We're here with Jesse Wilkins, Director of Systems of Engagement at AIM International. And Jesse, with a title like that, it seems to me there's no one better suited on the planet to talk about what many see as the changing nature of content and information management.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me, and it's great to be here, and I look forward to talking about this with you.
It's very cool stuff, and the stuff that we're talking about, just to frame it for the listeners, we're talking about some of the work that Jeffrey Moore did for AIM last fall on the general subject of the future history of content management. Out of that work fell the twin notions of systems of record versus systems of engagement. And these are my words, not his, and certainly not yours. But basically, you know, one is focused, in my head, on the workings of the organization, while the other is on the organization's interaction with constituents. Now, I actually really like this. But I also can't help but wonder, how is this really anything new? Isn't it just a new twist on an old imperative to involve the people that you serve? Sort of new tools arising to address old business needs and being painted as game changers? What really is the newness here?
It's an interesting question, and it kind of parallels a discussion that flares up periodically about what's the right term for this stuff. Andy McAfee, who's widely credited with being the father of the term Enterprise 2.0, recently made this point. He said that regardless of what you call it, the idea of a business being social or becoming social is something that's been around for 80 years. People were writing PhD theses on these, you know, 70, 80 years ago. So what is new? And I think he would argue that what's new is the ubiquity of the technology, the ease of use of the technology, all of those things that make it so much easier for an organization to interact, not just through official channels, but in a lot of cases through many unofficial channels. And so I think what we're seeing is not so much that any of these individual parts is new, although, you know, there's tweaks at the edges on the technology, but rather that because everybody in the organization is used to using these tools, they have a comfort level and a familiarity with them that you just don't see when you're talking about the typical knowledge worker sitting in a cubicle someplace. If somebody has a problem, they can go and you know, put a video on YouTube about how their guitar got broken, and 5 million views later, it becomes imperative for somebody to take notice of that. And you know, if the company in question had taken notice of that much quicker, they probably wouldn't have taken all the flack that they did. So I think a lot of it goes to the ease of use of the tools and the fact that the people who are using them are so comfortable with them that it changes a bit the nature in which an organization interacts with its constituents and even to some extent its internal employees.
Interesting. So as much as anything, the accessibility to this is much broader than it used to be. Is that a good way to encapsulate the thought that the tools are better, they're in more people's hands, and now it's not the great mystery maybe it once was?
Yeah, I think that's a part of it, and I think part of it too is that they're just so easy to use. It's, you know, it's not like you have to teach somebody the learning curve for a CRM or an ERP system. People get Facebook, you know, they get Twitter.
Jesse Wilkins, thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve. Really looking forward to our next chat.
If you like what you just heard, then you'll want to hear the rest. That's right, there's much more compelling material available right now on hologroup.com, but you need to have signed up for Weissman's World to get it. Don't worry, this won't cost you a dime, but it will open the door to bonus materials that you just can't get anywhere else, starting with the complete interview you just heard the start of. To learn more, visit hologroup.com/whysubscribe and sign yourself up. You'll be glad you did.